This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors and Kevin Hagland, Colby Sapp and Reggie in studio. And, you know, whenever you wear the belt of knower of all things NFL, you have to really take pride in that belt. And every once in a while, you have to use that belt to show off to people. What were you saying uh-oh for, Kevin?
Adrian Peterson style. That's what I was afraid of.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's a huge belt, so I don't want to hurt anybody. But sure. I do want to let people understand what the knowledge base is when they walk into the room. You know, I don't want them to walk into the studio and be like, these fools know nothing. I want them to understand when they walk into this place. I mean, Colby is an adversary that is tremendous at what he does. It's just not, he and Reggie just aren't quite there yet, you know? And one day they'll get there. And he looks mad right now. All right, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
If you're a fan of condescension, that last minute or so is awesome.
I think Colby's great. I love him.
Sure. Guys, we start with Lyle Collins. Now, in case you missed it earlier or you missed it when we told you what would happen last night, Lyle Collins has signed a new 5-year, $50 million contract. Now, Colby.
Dip.
I know you're not. I know you're not usually keen on math, but 5 years, $50 million means how much per year?
That's $10 million.
How much did we say last year, last night, Lyle Collins would re-sign for?
$10 million.
Correct. It also includes $35 million in guarantees. The first 2 years are fully guaranteed. We told you earlier that means the entirety of the projected Dallas Cowboys starting offensive line is under contract until 2021. And all of them, except for Connor Williams, are under contract until 2023.
Let me ask you this. If Lyle Collins had not gone on a date with a girl that was essentially murdered,
yep,
would you think any higher of him?
Because,
like, right now, from everything I hear from people in the locker room, it is he's a kind dude. He's a great guy. But for some reason, there's this little tag that kind of hangs over him, and it's unnecessarily there, because he didn't do anything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, that's a fair point. And to this point in his career, I think he's made a total of $16.9 million, which, again, hey, that's a lot.
He could have made a lot more.
He could have made more just off of his rookie deal than these previous two deals because of that.
Did you see the thing that John Machota posted today about him and his conversation with Dak?
Oh, no.
So John Machota posted a little thing about a conversation that was going on in May with Dak Prescott and Lyle Collins. And they asked Dak Prescott about the amount of money that, you know, that he was potentially going to make, and, you know, would he take everything that he could? And he said, okay, here it was. Dak was talking to reporters about how several guys were just like him heading into the final years of their deals. He yelled over to Lyle Collins. Collins comes over, jokes, "It's going to be my last year if you take all the money." And that's a joke, right?
Yeah.
But it was very real, right?
No, it
because
was.
He got in before Dak could take all the money. And so now the pie is starting to dwindle down. And you know what? I think Dak might be fine with that. I think he might be like, look, I'm bringing back a great team. He and Lyle Collins go fishing together in Louisiana. I mean, they love it. I think Dak might be very happy with the team he's getting built around him.
Plus, Dak is in a great spot where he knows if he has a really good year that, like, there's literally nothing that can stop his money.
And you know
truck.
What's going to give me my best possible year/years in the future? Having a good team around me.
And by the way, they definitely believe in Lyle Collins because they kind of backloaded the deal, so it creates $5.7 million in salary cap space. I don't know if they're going to do that with the Zeke deal. Quite frankly,
I think that's probably it. Might be the best. Give Zeke money up front. Give somebody else money on the back end.
I would front load his deal hard because you're looking at $20 to $25 million in space this year.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to know what the Dak Prescott deal is going to look like, here's another indication. We talked about it with Carson Wentz. Now you see it with Jared Goff, and I would certainly argue that Dak Prescott is, you know, fairly in line with Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Jared Goff signed a four-year, $134 million contract with a record $110 million guaranteed. Now, that is $33.5 million per. Because I know people are really concerned about the average annual value. So there it is. $33.5 million per year is what you're looking at for Jared Goff. And this comes on the heels of, I think it was 32.5 for Wentz.
Okay.
So that's, you know, so you're still looking at the 34 area.
$33 million? Can you convince him of that, or is it going to have to be more than those two?
I'm telling you right now, I think it gets done if you put the contract in front of him that says 4 years, $136 million, $112 million guaranteed, because that would break both of the things that Goff did, but only by a little bit.
Okay.
But that would also be a record for guaranteed money, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah, okay. And again, there's nothing that says he has to sign it now.
Nope.
You know, it could go up to $36 million or $38 million next year. You know, that's the thing that a lot of people are so worried about this year. And obviously the Cowboys would love to try and slide that discount across the board right now. But if Dak says, you know what, I'm willing to gamble on myself, it's a huge gamble. Huge gamble. But it could very well be worth it, especially since the Cowboys have re-signed all your good players.
Yes. No, I absolutely believe that. All right, got a couple more contract notes for you. First of all, former KNC Masterpiece guest Giovanni Bernard signed a two-year, $10.3 million extension with the Cincinnati Bengals. We've talked a lot about how the Chargers don't seem particularly inclined to give Melvin Gordon more money. But here's what they think about him. So they offered him $10 million. Word is that he wants something in the range of $13 million. He ain't going anywhere because the Los Angeles Chargers want a first-round pick plus.
What?
Now, that could mean, like, it kind of depends. It could be like a fringe starter or a fifth round pick or something along those lines. Like usually that's kind of what the plus is. But yeah, they want a first round pick and that. Well, considering he's only under contract for one more year and he doesn't want to play for that contract, that seems like a hefty price.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to go out there and pay that much for Melvin Gordon.
Nope. And I like Melvin Gordon.
Is he going to sit out though? Like, is he really willing to sit out this year?
I mean, he does it because of injury.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know, man. There's part of me that just doesn't think that not performing is going to be the best interest for you.
I agree.
But I understand being really good at something, maybe one of the best that your company's had, right?
Yep.
Your company brags about how awesome you are, loves you, and they're excited about how well they're doing because of you, right? And then all of a sudden you're like, all right, sweet, can I get paid? And they're like, no, you're not going to get paid anymore. I mean, we're going to make more money off of you, but you're not getting paid anymore. I understand that. So that's what he's sitting at, and that's how he feels.
I would have guessed that Trent Williams also would not be showing up, but word going around is that even though there's 0% chance he shows up for week one, some people think he could be back for week two. Now, I thought that is something that would carry on into the season, but word going around today is that some people think that Trent Williams will bounce back next week. Now, last contractual thing I believe I have for you is about Jacoby Brissett. We talked about this yesterday. Signed a two-year, $30 million extension with $20 million guaranteed. Turns out he negotiated that himself. He said, quote, yeah, I do it myself. I don't like people to BS on my behalf. I try to say it for myself. All you can be is honest. I did my rookie contract too, so I kind of have the gist of it. Huh.
Man, I want to learn how to do contracts.
Yeah.
But the rookie contract's pretty easy to do, right?
That is true. This is more complicated. And, I mean, he went from $2 million a year to $15 million a year, although his station also wildly changed.
Right.
And the Colts have all the money.
This is the – I mean, they come back to you as you're making this, and they say, we want to offer you this. You just take it. You don't have to call an agent. You don't have to call anybody. Even if you had an agent, you'd have been like, I don't know. They just offered me all this money.
You know how much money this saves him, too, is if you're looking at, like, let's say 3 to 5% commission, that means for an agent, that means he saved $900,000 to $1.5 million by doing this himself.
Sounds like a win.
So, worth it. Yeah.
Seems worth it for him.
I would absolutely agree with that. Get ready. In December, HBO has announced they're going to air Belichick and Saban, The Art of Coaching. An hour and a half documentary about the two who have known each other going all the way back to 1982.
Wow.
Belichick has won 6 Super Bowls. Saban has won 6 national championships. Obviously, neither one of them are always that forthcoming with the media, so this could be interesting.
But you saw the two Bills.
Yes, I did.
And
I think that was good.
I thought Belichick was just about as open to discussing things and conversing and giving a few tidbits of information about himself that I've ever seen.
Just think, now this is with somebody he didn't burn a bridge with.
Or
vice
that
versa.
We know of.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Guys, just when you thought it was done, it's back.
The AAF?
Maybe.
No,
it may be the Alliance.
No, it's not.
What?
It better not be.
Sort of.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Cameron Kelly?
Yes.
Are you? He used to be here.
Was he a wide receiver?
Well, yes. Although he has played many positions.
Okay.
He played wide receiver and cornerback for the San Diego Fleet. After the AAF folded, he was picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And due to injuries, the former high school quarterback, then receiver, then defensive back at both cornerback and safety is in line to represent the Alliance as a starter in week one against Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Oh, dear God.
The Alliance never dies.
He's going to fail.
Oh, that is not the kind of optimism I was looking for.
I mean, it just sounds like one of the colleges that are from every direction before they name the state.
Yeah.
When you were trying to be a wide receiver / quarterback / safety / defensive back.
Starter. NFL starter. You know who almost wasn't an NFL starter? I guess they still aren't. Is Adrian Peterson. Word going around today is that Jay Gruden wanted to cut Adrian Peterson because he was tired of listening to AP talk about how he didn't want to be a backup.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, so the word going around is that, or AD if you prefer, is that even though like he got a lot of carries that might kind of seem like you're the starter, he wasn't out there for full-time starter carries and like snaps. And he would always be in Jay Gruden's ear saying, I need to be the starter. Why am I not the starter? And he said, I'm tired of it.
I think that was why Sean Payton said, see you later.
I can remember totally see that.
When he was like, we need to be running it up. That's the next day. Sean Payton was like, see you, buddy. I can do this run game without you.
And even though he didn't get to cut Adrian Peterson, it was made very clear today by Jay Gruden how things stand. The offense, carries-wise, will pretty much go through Darius Geis. So just in case you were wondering, he might not have been able to cut him, but doesn't mean he has to play him.
Man.
He's tired of this job, isn't he? Jay Gruden's just tired of this job.
He wants to
get
fired.
And the other thing, too, though, is you can understand, this is Adrian Peterson.
Sure.
This is a man who still feels like physically he can break the all-time rushing record. That's been his goal. He feels like it. I'm not saying he can, but this is a man who's been the best running back his entire life.
Sure.
Every team that he ever played for, he was the best dude on the field. And there's no way, shape, or form that he doesn't still feel that way. So why aren't you giving me my chances? Why aren't you giving me my opportunity to go fulfill my goal?
I'd be inclined to agree that that is his point of view. Guys, have you heard of Mr. Beast?
Which, yes!
Oh.
You said you were better than him.
Oh, well.
You were wrong.
He did stuff in the NFL world today where Mr. Beast, real name Jimmy Donaldson, he's from North Carolina. He worked with Cam Newton to set not one, not two, but three world records on YouTube. First record, what do you think is the record for most catches, one-handed catches, in a minute?
Most one-handed catches in a minute, I'm going to say 12.
Ooh. I'll go with 23, 24.
48.
Holy crap.
So you guys were only one guess away from getting it because you went from 12 to 24. Then next was me, 48. The world record was previously held by Jarvis Landry and, wait for it, Brady Quinn.
Tom Brady Quinn?
Tom Brady wow. Quinn. So Cam Newton helped break that record today. They got 51 one-handed catches.
That's awesome.
He also broke the record for longest catch between the legs, which was held by the Dude Perfect guys with 39 yards, and furthest blindfolded catch in motion, which was also held by Dude Perfect at 24 yards. Guinness Book of World Records told Newton, "You are officially amazing."
Yes, he is amazing.
Very impressive.
Finally, people are starting to catch on to this.
Couple more stories for you. People doing good things. Kadri Olason for the Atlanta Falcons is switching his number from number 32 to number 30 so he can honor his late brother who was killed in 2017. He's worn that number with another team before, but it was not available when he was with the Falcons. Some moving and shaking happened. Cuts got made. It was made available. Dan Quinn offered him the number. Obviously, he is going to take it. And then Myles Garrett he's been named the captain of the NFL Water Boys program. And that is a program that's committed to bringing clean water to needy East African communities.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking over for Chris Long, who was previously the head of it, and Chris Long is always doing pretty cool things. So good for Myles Garrett. They're hoping they can affect the lives of over a million people.
That would be awesome. I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
How far away from Michigan is Ohio?
Pretty close.
Where's Flint?
Yeah, pretty close. Do you think he should be working there?
I mean, can somebody help them out?
I mean, that's fair as well.
Like still?
That's fair as well. I will tell you, one of the people involved in this campaign, Zach Martin.
Okay.
For the Dallas
I
Cowboys.
Me some Zach Martin.
So, very cool there. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, would you let Khalil Mack do this for all the monies?
Whoa.
Meatloaf?
Could be. Next on The Fan.
35 minutes remain for you to register with us, 105throughthefan.com/contests, and go see It Chapter 2 with the KNC Masterpiece.
Yeah.
We will be there, myself, Kevin, Colby, trying to convince Reggie to go.
How's that going?
There's some things that Reggie is willing to do in life.
Man.
There are some things that he is not yet done.
Oh, my God.
And I don't think he's seen It 1 yet. Have you seen It 1 yet, Reggie?
Nope.
See, so he has to see It 1.
You got time?
And I won't do that.
You know what? But go to 105thefan.com/contest.
Don't ever ask to sit in studio with us. I know I told you you should. You should not. We have some horrifying conversations in here.
Man, Kevin has asked a question that I absolutely love, and I'm going to start with that,
is
Kevin.
The one during the break?
No, God, I hope not.
Who would be the scariest NFL player to take a hit from? 877-881-1053. But, Kevin, you said Khalil Mack is willing to do something that you have never been willing to
do. Okay, don't stop saying that. And it's not Khalil Mack who suggested this. It's somebody else online who suggested this, and it's gone viral. And I just kind of want to see where you're at monetary-wise at first.
Gabriel Union.
$50 $50,000 to let Khalil Mack square you up and hit you, because he's in the opening game of the season against the Packers Thursday night. And he said today, man, I'm so ready to hit someone. So the wager went like this. I'm talking no pads, 20 yards off a dead sprint, and no bracing. Got to keep your eyes closed, too.
Okay, I'm in.
No pads?
No pads.
I'll be obliterated, but I'm in.
For how much?
$50,000.
You're going to break. It's going to cost $50,000 an inch in bills to correct everything that's broken on you. Dude, do you understand? Is he wearing pads? Khalil Mack wearing pads? I'm not wearing pads, but he's wearing pads.
Yeah, maybe.
So one pad, no pad.
Correct. Is that your biggest concern?
I am not.
Let's say he's not.
He's not wearing pads.
Nope.
Kevin, you've been hit by Jesse Holly.
Yeah.
And he's not even the best hitter. All right? Like, the dude's run down and hit people before. But
did
I
you
think
say he was run down?
I think that Jesse Holly will admit that Khalil Mack could probably hit harder than him.
Sure.
You know, maybe not. Maybe Jesse is so competitive that he's like, no way I'm going to admit another man can hit harder than me. But
what voice was that?
That was my Jesse Holly impression.
Thank you for asking that.
Is that not like, was that not a good Jesse Holly impression voice?
It's kind of poor.
Okay. All right. But I just, there's no way you can't pay me enough. You can't pay me enough to let.
Oh, you can definitely pay me enough.
Yeah, there's definitely a number. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I don't want to be paralyzed for the rest of my life.
It's what? One hit. You're not getting paralyzed. You played football.
What if
But not with that. I played football with pads on.
The pads helped, but the pads weren't what stopped you from being injured.
What if I upped it to the actual number in the challenge?
What's the actual number?
$500,000.
Oh, I was in before.
Yes,
I'm totally
know. And
in
I
now.
Thought that you
See,
might be,
idiot.
Which is why I set it low.
You're sitting there and. $450,000 less than I got.
You
now.
Just said you wouldn't do it for any amount.
Yeah, and I got you to raise it up to $500,000.
Ha, he did do that.
That's true.
Sucker. No, I'm not going to do
okay,
it.
Okay, hold on. You can't brag about winning
doing.
A negotiation and then turn it down.
Well, I won, but
yeah,
no.
Here
I,
we are.
There is no way I'm. Dude, that's $500,000.
Yes,
that
I'm in.
A that's whole correct. Crap load of money.
Yes, I'm in.
Wait, are these it. Subject to taxes?
No taxes. And I would do it, and I'll tell you why. Because I did live through the Jesse Holly thing. And I understand this would be next level. But I do want to point out, if you find this video on our Facebook page from years ago or on YouTube, or it exists out in the world, is he was about 20 yards away. He was so effing hyped about it. He told me after the fact he went home and put his old jersey on. That's a true story, by the way, I swear. And he was so hyped. He was about 20 yards away. He dead sprinted. I did not brace myself except putting my hands behind my back because I thought I might smash into the wall, which I almost did and got in trouble with the bosses for not wearing a helmet. And I can't remember. I don't think I had my eyes closed. But I realized it would be worse, but I made it through that. I had hurt a lot. I remember the next morning I got out of bed and I was like, okay, oh my God. And I just fell back into the bed because I did not realize that I had been tenderized and I was still going to be sore. But I made it, and that was for free. So for $500,000, let's go.
So what's going to happen? Something... You think something's going to break when you hit. Is that what you
he
think, Corey?
You're going to die.
Yeah, I think my neck's going to... It's Khalil Mack.
I understand.
It's not Jesse Holly. It's not Colby. It's not Kevin. It's Khalil Mack. This is... Now, there's no way that I'm going to let an NFL player in his prime, who is the king of hitting people so hard the ball falls out of their hand, there's no way I'm going to let that guy... Hit me.
Ooh.
There's no amount of money.
Would you let DeMarcus Ware do it? Because you said in his prime. DeMarcus Ware, not in his prime anymore, but still.
At this point?
Yes.
Man, DeMarcus Prime was a very, very
just
good player.
Him?
That's a pretty cool name, DeMarcus Prime.
I did, didn't I?
I am DeMarcus
He's like
Prime.
The most awesome
very
pass
good
rushing
player.
Transformer.
I don't, that, man, that's a really good question because now you put me in a position where I made that statement, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you did.
Not for $500,000.
All right, I'll give you $250,000.
$250,000? You just went down. No.
Correct.
No, I'm not going to do it for $250,000.
I'm offering $500,000 for Khalil Mack. I'm not giving you more money. I've already got a chump over here that'll do it.
The person...
That could have meant me too, Colby. I said I would do it.
What?
The guy that right now, like the guy who all time player in his prime that would be the scariest for me is Roy Williams.
Ooh, I thought you were about to say mine. Mine would be Ronnie Lott.
And Ronnie Lott was amazing, right? But did you happen to get a chance to watch the Deep Blue with about Roy Williams' career?
Oh, I did not.
It was pretty interesting because you know how I felt about him my entire career. And I even texted Broadus and was like, hey, did you scout Roy Williams? And he was like, absolutely. And I can't wait to talk to him about it because
tomorrow.
I then sent that picture of Roy Williams that I have him de-cleating Tatum Bell at OU. And he was like, and it was just one of my favorite pictures. I saw the moment happen. And then Adrian bought me a picture of it from Walmart in freaking Norman, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an awesome photo. And when I watched him hit in the NFL, even Darren Woodson was like, he's the hardest hitter I've ever seen. And so I'll take Darren Woodson's word for it.
This is a good question. Our buddy Paul used to be at Beckett, now Worth Collecting. Shout out. I've been there. Very cool. He said before Soda Corey would have done it. And then he said his would be Sean Taylor. Yeah, before Soda? Oh, crap. I didn't think about that. Oh, I didn't think about that at all.
You've lost some cushion, my friend.
And you think that I'm on the verge or used to be on the verge of breaking.
Yes, with every step.
Oh, man, I didn't think about that. I'm much more vulnerable without as much fat as before.
Wait, but aren't you more muscular at this point?
That's true, but not that much more muscular. Like, so, because I lost a lot of muscle with the fat, but, I mean, I'm more muscular, but not... I don't know. I had so much fat to cushion everything.
I think if I wanted to put one in there, that was the scariest guy.
What?
I
put a baby in you.
What?
That's what. Nobody else
put a guess in there.
Nobody else thought that.
Never mind.
Come on. Nobody else. Okay, whatever. Screw you guys. Y'all are normally my people, but tonight you really let me down with that. Nobody else was thinking that.
Lawrence Taylor.
This is a family show.
Is it? Why is your kid up at 11:35? That's a you problem. Yeah, that's not my question. Fault. Yeah. All right, Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor.
Hold on. Before,
put a baby in
before
you?
Or after some cocaine?
Oh, God. If he's on cocaine, you might die.
Well, that's how he played, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. That's how LT played. Heartbeat of a hummingbird and blood pressure through the roof and just mm-hmm. ready to go swim to Britain.
Mm-hmm. Looking for underage girls in the crowd. Oh, yeah, we're going to pretend like that didn't happen? Fine. I see how this show is going to go. That's great. A lot of votes for Lawrence Taylor. And then a vote for, wow, what did Kevin just say? Don't worry about that. And no, Khalil Mack does not pay your hospital bills. That's why you get the $500,000. I don't know what Khalil Mack is getting paid to just show up for this. Hey, here's 10 bucks to go hit a chump.
I'm glad that most of y'all think you're living long enough to get to the hospital. You're going to be dead, and he's going to have to pay your funeral bills.
But only out of guilt, not of any financial obligation from the 940.
My kids have $500,000.
Yeah. Congratulations, how much kids. Do you love your kids, Corey?
Obviously not a lot.
I was doing this to earn money to enjoy, you know?
Well, yeah, they'll enjoy.
You weren't doing it. I wanted to enjoy it. I wanted to do it for me, not for them.
You weren't doing it. There was no babies at all.
I'm not doing it for my kids. I'm doing it for me.
I'm hesitant to say this given what we've talked about in this segment from the 214 Dick Butkus. And then from the 940, Randy White. Oh, the manster.
Dude, I think Randy White now.
Would you do it for $250,000 now?
Randy White right now?
Right now.
All right, deal. I still think you would kill me, though.
Oh,
I do.
You're going to do it anyway.
I just want to try and like just see that maybe. Because old man strength's a real thing, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Old man strength, Randy White could just be like, pow, and this thing would just crumble right here in front of us. But I have a feeling... there's an off chance that on the way, he might like pull a hammy or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Old man strength doesn't translate to like the form tackle.
Right.
Like that's more yoking you up and pull you, you know, grabbing you by your collar. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it's at.
Now the correct answer is, of course, what we see from the 682, it's Ray Lewis. Because you don't want that to happen. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I think we're going to podcast that segment. Coming up next, how about we do My Buddy's an Idiot, sports-ish edition. Next right here on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
So tense up here yet again.
It is. It's always tense, especially when you're surrounded by idiots. My Buddy's an Idiot. Hit the music, Reggie! We all have a friend with a terrible sports opinion, or maybe that's in sports that has done something dumb.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. Text in right now and tell us who you think is an idiot. Do you think that Jerry is for signing Zeke?
Man.
Do you think Zeke is for holding out so long?
You know who does think Jerry is an idiot is Mac. Because I saw he's got a column that just went up talking about how Jerry essentially got worked in this whole deal. And, yeah.
How?
I mean, because he gave up all the monies.
All right, so Kevin, we discussed yesterday the way that this pie was going to be split up.
Yep.
How much money did we set aside for Zeke?
15.
How much is he going to allegedly make?
Word is 15.
All right, so... like, that was kind of the idea there.
Yeah.
And we still have enough money to pay all the other guys? I just don't know how you get worked if everybody's happy.
Okay, but hold on. I just want to address just that part because there are a percentage of people. These people text me or they message me on Facebook. I'm sure they do the same for you. There is a perception or a portion of the fan base that doesn't care about when an owner lets a contract go or lets a player go when they're under contract because they just care about their team and they don't like the idea of somebody not living up to the word when they sign the contract in terms of how it affects their team. And they're upset because they don't think that Zeke lived up to the word of his contract. I think that's why. There's a perception. There's a certain amount of people that are going to be like that and nothing is going to change their mind.
I get it. I mean, I do. I disagree. I feel like even though the contract was there, this is a contract that he was drafted under. And yep. I think those rules are unfair. I still think the way that the NFL agreement is set up is unfair for guys that outperform their contract. And Zeke outperformed it 2 out of 3 years. And another year was a year that the NFL falsely suspended him. I think it's false still.
Right.
So I feel like if you outperform, then you should get a raise. And I don't see a problem with wanting that. And so he said, let's do this.
And to the other side of it that think that Jerry's an idiot for paying this amount for him, I know we went over what we thought, the $15 million and what have you, but you have to realize that this has been worked to a point to where the number that we thought it was going to end up being, the $15 million, is something that Zeke is walking into and signing happily.
Yeah, that's true. Even his agent said today things basically stayed civil. So it does seem like bridges weren't burned in this. Whereas if you look over at the Chargers, I really don't know if you're going to be able to say the same, whatever the resolution is.
When the other side is signing the contract that you think in your brain, this is what my ultimate goal was the whole time, the winner is, I got to give it to Jerry, right? If that's the goal was to make it to that number.
Yeah.
And you thought this is where it needs to be at. And you went all this time and now they are happily coming to the table because you've made them happy and you're happy. You've come to an agreement, and
I got my running back.
I got my running back, and I got him for the amount per year that I wanted.
Yeah, and I got my quarterback, and I got everybody. I'm like, I just don't know how I can sit there and be upset about this at the end of the day.
Okay, no, and that's fair. Like, I'm not upset.
So anybody that's upset about Zeke being signed is an idiot.
Oh, well, I think that's a pretty decent amount of our fan base, so I don't know if we should say that.
This is the silent majority.
Well, as this comes in from the 8% of the cap for running back. No thanks, especially. Hold on. He's got more to say. Especially when four of the five offensive line is making top five money in their position. How many times? Who's the heart of the offense? Look at the last, I don't know, 3 years. Who's the heart of the offense?
Zeke.
Okay.
No question about
and you're
that.
Paying him 8% of the salary cap, the heart of half of your football team.
You could be paying him 15%.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong.
Like Barry Sanders.
I liked it better when it was 3%.
Right.
Sure. But that's also because I never want to pay anybody anything because I just want to stockpile all the talent.
But, yeah, you got to have Troy Hambrick for less than 3%, Kevin.
Okay. Well, clearly I don't like that option. I'm just saying, like, I know
my way doesn't
work. Or you want
Emmitt Smith for 14% because that's what he was making in his prime.
No, I understand. And I'm taking Emmitt Smith in that scenario as well. I'm just telling you, you're going to find a portion of our audience that is never going to be accepting
it. 877-881-1053. My buddy's an idiot. Is Dirk an idiot?
No, Dirk is an effing comedy genius.
Dirk Nowitzki tweeted out, came home from China to all these cameras at the airport. I thought to myself, man, I still got it. Turns out they were all there for Zeke. Then Ezekiel Elliott quote tweeted that with the emojis of two faces crying laughing.
That is objectively hilarious. I definitely
I love
can see
Dirk's
it.
Ability to self-deprecate.
He really is. He's very funny.
I think
funny.
You're saying that wrong.
That's the right way to say it. Kevin, have I ever told you this, by the way?
Is it about our newspaper?
No, it's about Colby.
Oh.
One night, we were doing Fanniversary, the first ever Fanniversary, and it was the first time Adrian met Colby. And he said that he was self-defecating. And then he walked off, and Adrian looked at me and said, I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Wow. I know exactly what I was talking about.
Wow.
When you verbally poop yourself.
Guys, there's a Twitter fella named Corey N. Lester. My favorite part about his account is his handle is Chop on Corey. Which Sweet. Sounds like some sort of weird erotic fan fiction for 105.3 The Fan.
I'm down with that.
So he said today, prediction, Marlins attendance less than 5,000. To which the Marlins social media responded, keep in mind, Marlins social media has had a couple of tough months with the Steve Irwin joke gone wrong.
Oh, yeah.
They responded hilariously, probably since the game is being played in Pittsburgh. That person is an idiot, right? That is also hilarious. Aha, you're not smart.
From the 682, my buddy, who might be a host on Afternoon Drive at this station, is an idiot for saying that he likes the city of Houston. Understand people from there can like it because it's their hometown. But to like it because your significant other likes it makes you a whipped idiot.
Wow.
You ever like the city of Houston, Kevin?
No.
One of the last times I was in the city of Houston... I guess it's been a few more times. One of the times I was in Houston, let's say that, is right before Brandon was coming along, and I saw Super Size Me in a theater in Houston, and there was like a comment board outside, and in Super Size Me, they said Houston was the fattest city in America.
Yes.
And then they had been passed up in the update to the movie.
Oh.
So I wrote on the comment board, come on, Houston, you're not the fattest city in America anymore. Step up your game. So, any opportunity you have to bash the city of Houston, where they used to think zoning was stupid, so you could put a strip club next to a school.
I will say this:
kind of makes sense. For a single mom.
I watched an Anthony Bourdain version of Houston, and it was awesome because it showed how eclectic the city is. I really enjoyed it a lot. Don't write anything about Anthony Bourdain.
I am not.
If y'all want to know, Kevin likes to write things during the middle of segments.
What? Right.
Because he can't say them on air.
I have a lot of darkness inside of me, okay, people?
From the 214, my buddy's an idiot for suggesting that Nick Foles is better than Dak and a top 15 quarterback. I don't know who would say that. From the 214, my buddy's an idiot. because he said he will eat 150 Wendy's chicken nuggets if the Cowboys win just NFC Championship. Holy crap.
I mean, you
gets to eat 150 chicken nuggets from Wendy's?
And watch the championship? That's amazing.
What's the problem?
That's awesome.
I don't understand.
I'll make an eating bet if we win the NFC Championship because we're going to go to the Super Bowl.
I actually already put money on the Cowboys to win the NFC Championship and the division.
Ooh, smart.
Really?
How much? What were the odds that you got?
Half.
It's not. Okay, not smart then. That is not an answer.
From the 580. Colby, he's actually the heart of the third of your team when I was talking about Zeke, because special teams are people too.
Special teams is not a full team.
Plus, yeah. Have you seen our kicker?
Oh, man, this is
tough. Does that count?
From the 2-1.
Don't you dare read that one.
Don't.
From the 2-1-4. My buddy's an idiot because he ripped one in front of the girl he was trying to get with.
Okay.
He said farted.
Okay, but you're not. I mean, goozed.
It could be worse. But that sounds much
That's
worse.
Awful.
That sounds like.
Sounds like what, Kevin?
So what happened? Did he not, was he not able to get with her?
I mean, remember what happened in Mallrats? She was doing.
She broke up with him, right?
Because he farted when she was doing stuff. Guys.
I mean, there's an awkward time.
Is this person an idiot? Is it either Ian Book, the quarterback, or the Louisville cheerleader who? Well, she got her nose broken.
Dude.
It was last night, 28-17, 10:49 left in the fourth quarter. Notre Dame quarterback dropping back's got nobody, just chucks it out of bounds and just smashes this Louisville cheerleader in the face. Or maybe she's like a dance team member because she's not wearing like appropriate cheerleader attire.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's got like too much on. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah, cheerleaders.
Have you not? No, I'm sorry. This is a new day, Kevin.
Oh, come on.
This is a new day, and cheerleaders don't have to be subject to the tiny outfits that you used to love.
Right, also, what do you know about cheerleaders, A&M?
All right, fine. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. Hate me all you like.
Those are called yell men.
Then why are they there? They are not there
for the team,
to stop it.
To get everybody
lead.
Else to clap.
Cheers.
They are not there to elevate people's enjoyment of the game because of their dancing ability. That is not a thing. And if you want to be mad at me and think I'm Cro-Magnon and it's 2019, fair enough. I will accept that. That's not
why. So you're just subjecting women to being eye candy.
If you're a cheerleader, yes, you are eye candy. Is that still disputed? Fine, I know people will dispute that. Fair enough. I hope you don't hate me and we can still be friends. I don't.
There's no other. You don't think there's any other purpose for them to be there?
Their primary purpose.
High school cheerleaders?
I mean, for those high school kids. That's. You know what? Because my mom even had to tell me, like, vote for the cheerleader that does the most technically proficient routine and not just the good looking ones. That's not what happened. Like, take a look at the cheerleading squads. More often than not, they're the best-looking people. They get there because of their looks. There is nothing wrong with that if you can take advantage of your looks and it's not detrimental to you. How many cheerleaders do you think know damn well why they got there and what they're there for, but they use it as a springboard to something better?
Dude, the cheerleading community, by the way, oh, so tough. Those girls are hard on each other, man.
They really are. They say
they're
way
brutal.
Worse stuff to each other than what I just said.
Brutal.
All I heard was Kevin is anti-voting.
My buddy's an
voting?
Idiot.
Oh, man.
My buddy's an idiot for thinking Andrew Luck was a top five quarterback before he quit. What? Was
top
he top
five in the league?
No.
I put him in top 10.
I don't think so either, but he did have a season that made you think like he might be on the precipice of moving into the top five. Like, I thought he was a legit MVP candidate, if not for the brokenness.
My buddy's an idiot for saying he's a secondhand vegetarian.
What does that mean?
Well, cows eat grass, and I eat cows.
That
just sounds like, you know. He's smart.
For the person who's upset that he said yell men, they're very well aware that it's yell leaders, but they're just trolling me. And from the 214, LOL, Kevin, you're about to get killed.
Man, yeah. I do feel like I don't know. That is an interesting rant.
Fine. I'm going to double down even more. Yes, I am.
Don't do it.
And people who are going to call me out, I think the majority of them are liars. And they're saying what they think society wants them to say instead of telling you the truth. If you gave them the truth serum, they would be like, yes, I probably agree with Kevin. But they can't because they're scared, because that's not what you're allowed to say. Fine. I have plenty of opinions that have got me in trouble before. If this is one of them, so be it. I'm telling you the truth.
It's like, this is what happened if I like turned my brain on and turned my mouth filter off.
Thanks for being a truther, dude.
Jets can't melt steel beams.
Oh, dang.
What?
We're the KNC Reggie. Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. Baseball Buckets with Corey Majors, where Corey reveals what I wrote on the back of my run sheet.
All the stats. All the stats.
Nope. Next on The Fan.